Good morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. The pandemic increases our sense of vulnerability and thus our anxiety. This is the theme for our coffee break today. Psychologist Deborah Bicudo, PhD at Unicamp, will talk a little bit about our sources of anxiety and how we can deal with it right now. The coronavirus pandemic has already contaminated the minds of all people on Earth. During the initial phase of the COVID-19 outbreak in China, studies revealed that more than half of the respondents rated their psychological impact as moderate to severe. About a third reported anxiety. Thus, a certain fear and anxiety are normal. These feelings also help us face the situation carefully and protect ourselves as much as possible. Some of the sources of anxiety in this period are isolation, the feeling of loneliness, and the constant thinking about our own health and the health of our loved ones. But there are other factors that can contribute to anxiety. These factors that cause emotional overload are economic issues, being a woman, being from a racial minority, being unemployed, being single, or living in a troubled home. Anxiety hinders performing tasks that require concentration because the people are much more connected to their feelings and concerns and lose connection with what they're doing. It can be a good time for us to look within ourselves and our internal resources, our fears, and our strengths. The verb for dealing with anxiety is coping, and coping is to have the goal of reducing the hassle and or solving the problems. To do that, we have to start by checking in with ourselves. What am I feeling? Have I felt that before? How did I cope? What can be related to my feeling of anxiety? What can I do? What actions should I take? What resources do I have available? This assessment allows us to get from within ourselves the ability to cope with an internal or external threat. There are also many breathing and relaxation techniques that help relieving the feeling of anxiety. Physical exercises are also helpful to cope with anxiety. They release the hormones that promote well-being. Sleeping is also critical to our mental health in general. Organize your daily routine. Think and create every day. It's also worth finding a purpose and a hobby, even if it's preparing your own meals. All of this is good to control anxiety. This is the time to get involved and to take care of our emotional needs. It's also a good time to invest in relationships, exchange affection, open communication with people around us, friends and family. This is good, really good for us. As we heard from psychologist Deborah, we are challenged to leave and take each next step in the dark. But it's worth remembering, your energy is essential. Be inspired by the motto of our campaign. Next Wednesday, there's a new podcast on mental health.